Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the, that'll improve the policemen so they put in better hours and they can, never mind, I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Mr. Godwin, you, just one quick question. I'm sure they are, but are we sure they are aware that this, they got some money left and expired June 30th?
I'm not for sure. I haven't spoken to Chief Hudson recently, but I will make sure.
If I could interject, we do get in touch with everyone that has not spent their budget because they will not get it after the fiscal year goes.
Thank you.
We don't carry it over, but we put them on alert that this money's available if they haven't spent it.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Thank you.
Don't let them lose your money.
Mr. Lank?
Morning.
Morning.
We have one item of old business this morning. The application of David J. and Aaron E. Dukowski. This is application conditional use number 1785. An application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 12 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 15.16 acres, more or less, lying east of Mastiff Way, a private road, 800 feet north of the intersection of Sound Church Road, being Road 394A, and Sand Cove Road, being Road 394. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 13th of 2009. The council held public hearing on September 15th of 2009. The commission rendered their decision on October 14th of 2009. In your packet last Friday, we provided you a copy of a commission's report on this application. The commission on October 14th of 2009, there was a recommendation. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1785 for David and Aaron Dukowski based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within an environmentally sensitive developing area, which is a development district as per the June 2008 comprehensive plan update. Two, the project is in character with the surrounding area being bordered on three sides by land zoned MRRPC. Three, the project is located within a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. Four, a traffic impact study was not required. The effect on area roadways will be minimal. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the maximum number of townhouse units shall not exceed six. B, the property and project will be served by public water from a licensed public utility company with public sewer service by Sussex County and meeting all county engineering standards. C, as stated by the applicant, approximately 85% of the natural wooded area of the property will be preserved. D, all entrance, roadway, intersection, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT standards and determinations. E, the interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. F, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control systems shall be constructed in accordance with state and county requirements using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. G, the applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roadways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. The condominium documents shall note if the ornamental pond area is filled, and the filling of the pond shall be disclosed to any buyers by deed restriction. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, one sign, lighted or not by the applicant's choice, shall serve the project. The sign is not to exceed 32 square feet per site. J, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant shall inform the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning and Zoning Commission as to the status of the 85% natural wooded area to be preserved. This condition is for the purpose of an update. to the stated objective of the applicant to place approximately 12 acres in deed restriction. The conservation easement were under the administration of the Sussex County Land Trust. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. With a motion and a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation to be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And if I may, I'd like to suggest an additional condition if you are favorable towards this application, based on some issues that have come up in the last month or so, that you include an additional restriction or condition that it be noted that the project shall be substantially underway within 3 years of the adoption of this ordinance. We've had some issues where people feel they weren't given notice that their conditional use is terminated.
Okay, so this is something we ought to be putting in.
Oh, it is something we should put in everything.
Okay. Good idea.
That's a good recommendation.
Mr. Lank, would that be underway or towards completion?
It would be basically, the ordinances would be substantial in a way. It would have to be substantial site work, some construction taking place, and we have a definition of substantial improvement in subdivision regulations, and it may also be in the zoning regulation. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
We do have a definition of that term.
Subdivision regulation, we do.
Does it have to be in the conditional use ordinance, that definition, or?
No, in this conditional use, we need to incorporate it in all conditional use applications.
But the definition is of substantially underway, which is defined in another ordinance. My question is, can we use that definition in this ordinance?
Or you can use substantially constructed.
I mean, what? Is he able? In other words, if he came in here and said, you know, in 3 years, this one is, or any of them have, you know, are not substantially underway because they don't meet the definition. Well, the definition isn't in our ordinance, but it's over in this ordinance.
I know in the past that issue has come up, and in fact, Mr. Lank's position has been that certain things definitely had to be completed. I believe it was the entranceway to the property.
How about if we do this, Everett? How about if we say L, the last one, and this one, and in the future, that's substantially underway as per ordinance such and such, whatever, you know, in the subdivision.
Yeah, so we know where we stand.
So in other words, we can cross-reference to it. Is that?
Do you know what that ordinance
like that
number is?
That way, it's very clear what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What substantially underway is?
Mm-hmm. I just can't remember if it's in the zoning ordinance or not. Right off the top of my head.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
But I do know, as a matter of practice, there has been a definition applied.
Yeah. What has been done? We go out on the site, and if this is approved, or a project, get approved, won't use this one, and it's approved to have condominium units. The site work's been performed, the entrance is being constructed, there's utilities being placed, being utility, electric, cable, whatever, and there's actually the building permit's been issued and construction started.
Okay, for instance, I got one near me that's been, the grass is growing over, they cut out some roads, did some storm water, and then there it sits. It's been there sitting X number of years.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Now then, would that one, in your definition?
That one we went to the Planning and Zoning Commission and asked for interpretation and found, and they determined that it was substantial in a way, and they got to that point and quit. And they've stopped. And
right, we don't have anything then that?
I'd have to go back to the commission and look at it. Same. Okay,
but
the same
commission then can come back now and say that X number of years now have gone by, and
yeah, the same as we do with residential planning communities. We can actually void a residential planning community after 5 years, and it's been a policy because of zoning regulation referred to it. We've got projects that are
but
just
that
sitting
one,
there
that,
and haven't done
that,
anything.
Yeah, that's a glaring example of.
And we've an example for residential planning communities. We voided the Salt Pond project twice. We voided Indy River Associates at least twice, I think three times, and now they're both built.
Right.
They had to come back and reapply.
Were they
and
substantially?
And we've done four, five, six others.
Right.
Had they been partly built at the time?
No.
No.
They just sat there, hadn't done anything.
Nothing had been done.
Right.
Okay.
But the definition's the key to a lot of these problems we face here, so good definition wouldn't hurt, or reference to where the definition can be found.
The exact description.
I think there was already a wording there that said something like that.
We need because
well, that's what we're going to reference in it.
I thought we had that.
Yeah, it is, I just need to find it.
Gotta find the.
I thought it was defined under definition, but it's not.
It's been there a long time.
Sometimes, Sam, these things aren't written down, it's just been interpreted that way, as a policy, but it's not anywhere you can put your finger on.
Not concrete, huh?
Well, that was just off my head thinking, sitting here just earlier, that we had missed the one on a, we had an objection to a.
So if we should duplicate.
Application, if they didn't feel they were notified.
If we should duplicate it, it would only, only one law would work anyway, I mean.
Right, yeah, we already got one that says create another, whatever. We got some you'll use.
He just wants to find out where the reference point is.
I'm just looking for the right, I'm just looking for the code, I'd have to sit down and go through page.
Can we, ever, can we somehow say as referenced in the subdivision code?
We can simply say that, yes.
And that would be a, then Mr. Lank doesn't have to sit here and go through it all, if that's.
That'll work, that's fine.
Is it in the subdivision code itself, subdivision ordinance?
I thought it was specifically addressed as in bold print for the substantial improvement, but I don't see it. Trouble is you get a word once in a while, it'll say, so you think you're looking for a substantial improvement, and you're actually looking for improvement substantial.
As defined in the zoning code? And then we don't have to modify anything to.
That's the intent anyway.
Right, we got you.
The only risk is that it's not there in a form that is easily defined.
It's still a determination by staff. We have to make that determination that it's adequate, and if we're questionable, then we go to the commission, and the commission has to agree.
Okay.
Either way.
What does the commission look at?
As this discussion.
The report that we tell them, what we see in the field, is that substantial?
Well, please try to articulate what this additional condition will be, Mr. Lang.
That's not a problem. I just did it, thought of it sitting here, and I remembered the situation with the one that you asked me about.
For the next one, we should have it really clear. This one, we are somewhat clear.
And I would like to see it on every condition.
We're going to have to vote on the additional condition.
Yes, the additional condition would be the project shall be substantially underway as defined by the subdivision ordinance within 3 years of this approval.
I'll make that motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? Take the vote, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I have a question, Mr. Light.
Ms. Deaver?
From the testimony, do you remember whether this property is in the flood zone or not?
There's a substantial flood zone on this property. It's a majority of the property is actually wetlands.
But
there's upland
area.
The
property to be built on is in the flood zone?
It would be.
In the flood zone.
That whole general area is in a flood zone.
Mm. Okay.
I can't tell you right off the top of my head what the elevation requirement is, but it's not a high velocity flood zone. It's in the.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further discussion, we'll ask our county attorney to read the title.
Yes, Mr. President, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 12 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 15.16 acres more or less, with the following conditions. The maximum number of townhouse units shall not exceed 6. The property and project will be served by public water from a licensed public utility company with public sewer service by Sussex County meeting all county engineering standards. C, as stated by the applicants, approximately 85% of the natural wooded area on the property will be preserved. D, all entrance roadway intersection and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT standards and determinations. E, the interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. F, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control systems shall be constructed in accordance with state and county requirements using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. G, the applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roadways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. The condominium documents shall note if the ornamental pond area is filled, and the filling of the pond shall be disclosed to any buyers by deed restriction. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, one sign, lighted or not by the applicant's choice, shall serve the project. The sign is not to exceed 32 square feet per side. J, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant shall inform the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning and Zoning Commission as to the status of the 85% natural wooded area to be preserved. This condition is for the purpose of an update to the stated objective of the applicant to place approximately 12 acres in deed restriction, a conservation easement, or under the administration of the Sussex County Land Trust. K, the final site plan shall be the subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. L, the project shall be substantially underway as defined by the subdivision ordinance within 3 years of this approval.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions A through
L.
L.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Conditional use 1785. Any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Not all properties can be developed. The applicant's engineering firm, Mr. Soule, S-O-U-L-E, testified that placing a 100-foot buffer around all wetlands as requested by DENREC would encompass the entire property and create a non-buildable parcel. And the land's in a flood zone, so I don't think it's appropriate for development. I vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the recommendations from planning and zoning and the additional condition that was placed here by the council. And I believe that it's in the environmentally sensitive developing district and that the site will be is impacted by substantial wetlands and is close proximity to the tidal waters. So I think that the recommendations by planning and zoning are appropriate. My vote is yes.
Mr. Vincent?
With the condition of stipulations and based on a recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The application is appropriate based on the conditions placed on it by planning and zoning approved by county council. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Hick?